This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. Clergy abuse survivors had a brief but friendly sidewalk discussion last night with the new Archbishop of the Milwaukee Catholic Archdiocese. The survivors group Nate's Mission is hoping for much more conversation with Archbishop Jeffrey Grob and a lot of documents from church files about past sexual abuse of children and vulnerable adults in the Archdiocese. The leaders of Nate's Mission held a news conference outside the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist in downtown Milwaukee, where Grob was due for a prayer service before today's installation, an elaborate ceremony marking the change in leadership, in this case from Archbishop Jerome Listecki, who has retired. Nate's Mission Program Director Peter Isley says Listecki may have reached a $21 million settlement with hundreds of abuse victims a decade ago at the end of a five-year bankruptcy case. But Isley says most survivors received only a few thousand dollars. He says what's now needed is for the Wisconsin Attorney General to get a look at sealed church documents that may reveal more past abuse by church employees, including coaches, teachers, nuns, and others.
There are over 200 names of alleged offenders in those bankruptcy documents that have not been investigated by anybody in law enforcement. That's direct criminal evidence, direct victim reports about who assaulted and raped and abused them, when it happened.
Sarah Pearson of Nate's Mission says the Archdiocese should not have an easy transition to the new Archbishop.
Well, we don't want a seamless transition because business as usual is not okay.
After the news conference, Pearson and Isley waited for Grob to hand him a letter with their request for a meeting and for the documents, as they knew Grob would be performing a traditional door knocking to be let in the cathedral. The advocates were concerned about being arrested if they tried to approach Grob. But before he went to the door, Grob stopped and talked with Pearson and Isley. Isley joked with Grob about previously working for the Chicago Archdiocese.
Walking to Milwaukee.
Right.
Even though you're Chicago Bears, okay?
No, actually, I'm a farm boy from Wisconsin.
Okay, that's right. So, that's right. Yes, that's right.
This is
right.
For you.
This is our letter.
Could you appreciate it?
Please at least try to get back to us.
We just would like it.
And you emailed me as well.
Earlier, yeah,
yeah,
right.
Early on. After
yeah. So you have our contact information.
I do.
Just let us know,
yeah.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
With that, the Wisconsin-born Grob used what appeared to be a hammer and was let in St. John's. The leaders of Nate's Mission say Grob promised a meeting. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.